KQED.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Climb into a black car on a hot day, and you can feel a key principle of physics at work. Dark colors readily absorb heat. Now magnify that across an entire city of asphalt roofs, blacktop roads, and parking lots, and you have what scientists call an urban heat island, an effect that triggers a vicious cycle of higher energy bills and air pollution. As part of our continuing series, Quest, Exploring Science and Environmental Issues, Craig Miller profiles what one community is doing to cool down.
Rachel Aucott drives around Sacramento in a mid-size sedan covered with decals of leaves.
All right, we're heading up to North Natomas. Two customers.
She's an urban forester for the Sacramento Tree Foundation, and her customers are homeowners looking to gird themselves against the brutal Central Valley summer.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Lucina.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rachel with the Tree Foundation.
Nice to Aucott and homeowner Sam Lucina survey his yard for places where trees could eventually produce some shade in this barren new subdivision.
And the trees are also dormant now, so it's a good time to transplant.
The foundation supplies the trees at no charge. The Sacramento Municipal Utility District, known around here as SMUD, picks up the tab. It's part of an effort to reduce the effect of urban heat islands.
We have to plant a lot of trees.
Misha Sarkovich runs the program for SMUD.
Some estimates is you have to increase the urban canopy by 20% in order to have a measurable impact in ambient temperature. Slowly but surely we're getting there.
But the problem is here now. Lisa Gartland is writing a book on heat islands, which she describes as a kind of reverse oasis that can raise air temperatures throughout the metro area by 2 to 10 degrees.
As the cities get bigger and bigger, you get a more concentrated hot spot in the middle, and our suburbs are getting hotter and hotter.
A few years ago, Sacramento was part of a heat island case study by NASA. In a midday summer flyover with infrared equipment, NASA plotted surface temperatures on color-coded maps. The tree-lined Capitol Mall is a cool blue rectangle surrounded by a sea of orange and red, roads and rooftops where surface temps can run to 140 degrees or more.
Frankly, the hottest thing that we see in those infrared images are rooftops.
In fact, a fifth of Sacramento's total urban acreage is unshaded rooftops. That's why, in addition to planting trees, SMUD has subsidized almost 9 million square feet of cool roofing around Sacramento since 2001. It can knock almost 20% off the air conditioning load for a typical flat-roofed commercial building. A cool roof is one that bounces the sun's energy back into the atmosphere instead of pulling it into the building. But it can't just be reflective. It also has to have high thermal emittance. Uncoated metal roofing is uncool, so to speak, because it has high reflectance but low emittance, like the wire-rimmed sunglasses you left on the dashboard last summer that were too hot to handle. So most cool roofs are white polymer coatings or sheeting. It's not a new idea. Traditional whitewashed buildings in hot climates around the world are no accident.
If you go to the island of Bermuda, all the roofs are white.
Hashem Akbari is a scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. He says there is potentially more energy savings from cool roofing of homes than businesses. Of course, to sell homeowners on the concept, there'd better be more color choices than white. So that's just what Akbari and his team of scientists are developing. In their tiny lab in the Berkeley Hills, they use a mass spectrometer to analyze the efficiency of new roofing materials they've developed. He holds up some regular composite shingles in earthy shades of green and brown right next to their new cool counterparts. They look identical.
That's exactly the idea. The reason that you do not see any difference in their color because they are being engineered to have exactly the same properties in the visible part of the solar spectrum.
The key word there is visible. Akbari's team has seized on the fact that only about half of the sun's heat energy hitting your roof is in the part of the color spectrum we can see.
But if you look at the near-infrared part of the solar spectrum, you would find out that the cool material is a lot more reflective than the standard one, and that's the reason that these products are significantly different.
How different? Well, on a hot day, the engineered shingle would be 20 degrees cooler, even though they're both the same shade of brown. These cool shingles are on the market, though not available everywhere. To make a real difference, these cool new products have to be price competitive, and suppliers will have to be convinced to carry them.
Human behavior is probably the hardest thing to combat.
Lisa Gartland.
At the same time, you see a lot of potential for so much energy savings and so much monetary savings and such better materials to make our cities so much more comfortable.
And cleaner. Cooler cities keep down the amount of ozone pollution. That means fewer spare the air days. A 1 or 2 degree drop in urban temps can reduce smog by as much as 15%. For KQED Radio News, I'm Craig Miller.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the William K. Bose Jr. Foundation.